This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With Treasury Secretary Jack Lew now saying the U.S. could run out of authority to pay its debts in about 2.5 weeks, Republicans controlling the House of Representatives are now talking about a vote on raising the so-called debt ceiling this Wednesday. That's by no means certain. The Treasury Department is shifting money between accounts to keep the country solvent while Congress figures out a strategy. But the fight over the debt ceiling is tied up in a larger problem. The government is not good at making honest and accurate predictions about our future spending and deficits. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains with a little help from a Hollywood time machine.
It's 1987. Paul Newman has just won the Oscar for Best Actor in The Color of Money.
I'm going to beat him, you know.
And Rudy Penner is winding up his fourth year as head of the Congressional Budget Office, wishing he had a magic eight ball. He regrets missing the recessions of 1987 and 1990.
The forecasts for those years were way off.
Then came the 90s and plenty of wealth from characters like the Wolf of Wall Street.
I was making so much money, I didn't know what to do with it.
Uncle Sam's share of Wall Street's riches created a surplus nobody expected. Rudy Penner says it's really hard to make predictions about the economy and budget deficit, and Congress's fuzzy math doesn't make it any easier. Lawmakers budget 10 years out.
A very distinct budget horizon of 10 years does allow you to cheat by pushing costs beyond that budget horizon.
The Roth IRA is a good example of that. Money is taxed as it goes in, so Congress can say, woohoo, look at all this new revenue. But Roth IRA earnings are tax-free, so the government loses out in the end. But Congress cheerfully ignores that. Another trick? Counting spending that we always knew would wind down as savings, like the cost of the Afghan and Iraq wars. Linda Bilmes teaches public policy at Harvard.
So it's not really savings. It's like buying stuff on sale that you never intended to buy and saying, look how much I saved.
It's not logical, but it's how humans have evolved to think. Forget about the past, distort the future, and focus on the present. Stuart Vise is a professor of psychology at Connecticut College.
When we were out in the world foraging for food, we had to take what we could get immediately.
So maybe we should take budgeting out of human hands. After all, computers don't fudge the future. Just ask Hal, the computer in 2001, A Space Odyssey.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
And back in 2001, the Congressional Budget Office was projecting surpluses for years to come. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.